This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. You might know the name John Landy. John Landy became Victoria's 25th governor in 2001, and in his younger years, a remarkable sportsman for Australia, former Olympic track athlete. He was the second man to break the four-minute mile barrier in the mile run. And did you know he held the world record for the 1,500-metre run and the mile race? But he will be remembered for something else, something quite remarkable that happened in the 1956 Australian National Championships. Now, at that time, John Landy was a champion mile runner. Thousands of people had come to the championships to watch him win. They wanted him to win. They held this hope that he'd set a new world record. Well, the race started well. By the third lap, the young Ron Clark and he were in the lead. And Clark was running just in front of Landy when another runner tried to squeeze between them. And Ron Clark tripped and fell, and the runners had to jump over him. And when Landy jumped, he accidentally cut Clark's shoulder with his spikes from his shoes. And at that moment, Landy did the most amazing thing. He stopped, he ran back to Clark, he helped him up to his feet, he brushed the cinders from his knees, checked his bleeding shoulder, and said, "I'm sorry." Now, Clark wasn't badly hurt. He urged Landy to keep going. Straight away, they both took off. And they were about 50 metres behind the rest of the runners. At that last half mile, Landy sprinted and the crowd was on its feet cheering, and he finally caught up with the two front runners, stormed past them and won the race. And as John Landy did the victory lap, the applause from the stadium didn't die down. Nobody cared that he hadn't broken the world record. They'd just seen the greatest mile race in history. And Landy went on to set new world records. He became a hero of the 1956 Olympics. But nothing ever compared to that summer night there in Melbourne when he forgot himself and he stopped to help the young Ron Clark. Surely an act of wonderful sportsman-like act, wasn't it? Well, in the crowd that day was Gordon Moyes, who later wrote about this. He did the most stupid, beautiful, foolish, gentlemanly act I've ever seen. Now, many people agreed with what Gordon Moyes was saying in the actions of history of sport. In fact, what John Landy did was to sacrifice his own chance of a world record to go to the aid of a rival who had fallen. And Roger Bannister's coach said, "This is the most gallant action that I have seen in a lifetime." Well, in 1955, John Landy was awarded the MBE for services to sport and he served his community. And the lesson in life that John Landy taught us, I think, that we shouldn't be concerned with the position in which we finish or comparing ourselves to others, but how we run that race, the race of life, how we serve others, what do we do for others in our community, in our country? What about those who fall, those who are trodden, as you were, on the side, who perhaps through their no fault? And I'm grateful for that story, the inspiration of John Landy, his life, and they teach us so much about how we finish our life, how we compare. And the highlight of his life, this is what he said, "My marriage, I've got an excellent marriage, two great kids. I would say it's the best part of my life. If I didn't win a gold medal, it's insufficient to say I did far better than I ever thought I would when I started out. So it's hardly failure, is it? It sounds a lot like what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:24. It says, "Many runners enter a race, but only one of them wins the prize." So run to win. So that's where the metaphor comes, I think, about winning the race. In the New Testament times, they had what was called the Isthmian Games, the equivalent of our Olympics. Every 2 years, they held this game 10 miles outside of Corinth, and the winners of the games then received a lifetime exemption from paying taxes. They didn't have to serve in the military, so it was a big deal. So the race, life is a race of life. So today, how well are you running? Do you get involved in helping people? Do you keep going? St. Paul said, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So are you prepared to put in that effort? The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his time when it comes. That's what Benjamin Disraeli says, be ready. Well, dear Lord, we thank you for this metaphor. We know that life is a race. Show us, Lord, how to run well for you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.